Thank you for calling XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
I am just calling to try and track a package.
I can help you with that issue.
Okay.
Can I please have the phone numbers associated with your order?
801-458-8738.
All right. Thank you for that information. I'm looking for you in the old system first. Give me 30 seconds or less, okay?
Okay.
I have it. Daniel Franson.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Daniel. What's your address?
2259 North, 2825 West, Plain City, Utah, 84404.
Okay, that's exactly what I have. They haven't received your item at the warehouse yet. That's the first issue. I'm going to pull up both so I can look at both of them. Oh, my God, something is wrong because they should have had this on 5-10. Has anyone done a doc search for you yet, sent in a doc search request?
I don't know.
Yeah, they did. They sent one on 6-2. That was last Tuesday. Are you just now calling back for the first time since?
I've called Home Depot. I've called you guys, but I think I called after hours or something, so I don't know.
Yeah, don't call Home Depot. They don't have anything to do with this. Once they ship it off, it's supposed to arrive with us unless we don't receive it or something. Then you have to talk to them. All right, so what I'm going to ask for now, I need you to stay on the phone and give me 2 to 3 minutes to type up a doc search request results is what I'm going to be asking them for because they did this doc search a while ago. They should have told you if they could find it or not, and they should have contacted the store and told them to resend it if they couldn't find it. So hold on just a second. 68B5C40. All right, I got to get all your information off your PO into the email so they know who I'm talking about and what to look for. 68B5C40, thehomedepot.com, and my customer's name is FRANDSEN. What's your email address? I don't see one on here in case they need to email you.
Yeah, you can just send it to FRANDSEN44@yahoo.com.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Let me finish filling in this information. Comma.
No problem.
Mr. FRANDSEN. Concept tickets been there since like 5-something. Let me look at your PO and see how long it's been in pending receipt. Been almost a month. Yep, 5-10. Get out of here. Okay. I told them we want results, and I told them that they had sent in a request on 6-2, and there's nothing still posted in the notes about the results yet. And I told them to contact you with the results of this.
Okay.
All right, and I put a copy of it on your PO, so if you have to call back, the next agent is going to see what is going on with this and what I've done about it.
Does it show that you guys have received the item then?
No.
Or
no.
We don't know?
Let's go back. The reason I'm doing this doc search is because it's still saying they hadn't received it. And they were supposed to receive it way back on 5-10. And they put in, somebody sent an email and asked them to do a doc search way back on 6-2. They should have had results on here. They should have contacted you and either told the store to resend it by now It's been almost a month and some. Or they should have set it up to be delivered to you. So there's an issue there. Yeah. Either way, something's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm asking them to find, basically now I'm asking them to find an item and go in and set you up to have it delivered to you, or call the store and tell them they need to resend it. I mean, whatever it is, they need to resolve the issue. All right? So
okay.
I put a copy on your PO and I sent them an email. This is to the warehouse that has your item. Anything else? Any other questions? Oh. And I'm sorry that it's taking so long. Something, I don't know what's going on with it. You know, I'm in Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're okay. Yeah, I just, I guess if we can figure out where it's at, then that
yeah.
would be good.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it resolved either way. That's what my email is about. They have one or two options.
Okay.
All right. They need
awesome,
to handle
I appreciate
it. All right. All right, well, if there's nothing else, and again, I'm sorry that it's taking so long to get to you. I apologize on behalf of XPO. I know I don't work at the warehouse, but I'm sorry. I'm saying I'm sorry on their behalf. I don't know what the issue is with this. Maybe the Home Depot might not have sent it to them. But either way,
yeah.
when they look for it, they're going to know if it's there or not. And they should go from there, okay? Good luck with this.
Perfect. Sounds great.
And thanks for calling
Thank you.
XPO. And you're welcome. Have a great day. Good luck. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay. Bye.